After years of work, ancestral remains from a 19th century settlement on Chirikov Island have returned home. In the 1960s, archaeologists removed the bones from Chirikov, which is located southwest of Kodiak Island. And since then, the majority of the bones have been stored and studied at Indiana University in Bloomington. Now they are home in Alaska. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
Hey, how are you doing?
A group of people hug in the airport foyer. Outside, Aleutic Museum staff is looking forward to another kind of reunion. They're waiting for the arrival of the 51 boxes that contain the Chirikov ancestral remains. Everyone's a little nervous. In the hours before, museum executive director April Lactonen-Kanzler admits she broke out in hives. And at the moment, she's trying to locate the remains.
The baggage guy said 15 minutes, so I think we're okay.
Kanzler has been working to get the remains back to the island since she took the position in 2015. But the museum's repatriation efforts began in the early 2000s.
I mean, it's really positive, even though I'm emotional. It's just very real now that we're actually seeing the boxes and moving forward.
She says the Aleutic Museum has planned a Russian Orthodox ceremony for the Chirikov ancestors who were Christian.
Although we're not on Chirikov Island, this is part of the same parish, and so the descendants of the Chirikov people are mostly living here on Kodiak today.
Elder Nick Alokli is one of those whose surname can be found among the records of the Chirikov ancestors.
Oh, Nick, really excited. You know, I'm just happy to finally coming home. Real home. I mean, the real home is up in paradise, but the temporary home was Kodiak Island. And so I'm glad they're here now, and which really surprised to me because I never thought this would ever happen.
Father Innocent Dresdo sings the prayer, which he explains is traditionally given at the anniversary of a loved one's passing. Descendant Susan Maloon says the service was meaningful and long overdue.
We can just relish in the fact that they're here now, and that's the important thing. And it's not just this group here, but others who have the relatives, they too can find comfort in that now. They too, and that's important.
The repatriation process isn't over yet. Counselor explains the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service still needs to publish the official notice in the Federal Register that will allow the Shunack tribe to make an official claim on the remains, fill out the paperwork, and complete the repatriation. Peterson says they have plans to then reinter the remains. I'm Kayla DeRoche.